Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Didn't I hear this enough yesterday? I can see Mark Mitchell driving to the basket right now and getting his shot blocked.
Travel.
I can envision another Darren Porter three. I left that game at the 7-minute mark. It was time to start watching football. I was about to pay to sit there and keep watching him get the ass whooped. It was time to go. Looked at my stepdad like, hey, you ready? He's like, I was waiting on you. Oh, my bad. I didn't know. I didn't know what was happening. We will talk about yesterday's basketball game. Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You were listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here. Rob, excited to be here. Rob doesn't randomly wear KU things. Like, just out of nowhere. Usually he wears it if he's going to the game right afterward. Like, Rob wore his I graduated from KU hoodie today on purpose. Like, when Rob was getting up and getting dressed, this was done intentionally. He knows it was done intentionally to try to provoke me, to try to upset me. But you know what? I will prevail. We have so much to get into in today's show. I always feel whenever we have these kind of shows, I have to start the show with a disclaimer. It is impossible for me to give you all of my thoughts in the first 10 minutes of the show. Because then I'll look at the text line. What are you going to do this? I promise you, we'll get there. I got a lot of thoughts. So don't be yelling at me on the text line. Oh, well, you didn't talk about this thing. I promise you, we will. I have notes. We'll get there. I promise you. And I also promise that we will take phone calls today. A lot of phone calls today. I don't ever want these shows on these days when they're so important to be me just rambling for 4 hours. Or Rob telling you the dangers of the run game. So we'll have some pockets to take phone calls. We can take phone calls immediately after the open of today's show. 913-586-7965. I'm excited to be here. Rob is excited to be here. I'm not sure if everybody is excited to be here, but we're going to do this nonetheless. Before we get going, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. And number three, and most importantly, go stop by and see our friends over at The Other Place. We got a great Monday night football game today between Los Angeles and Philadelphia. So if you want to stop in, grab yourself a bite to eat, grab yourself something to drink, watch two playoff teams play, then you know what? You should go stop by and see our friends over at The Other Place with five locations around town. this is where I would like to start the show today. And I promise you, we can take phone calls. I'll read your text. I got pages of notes based off what we saw yesterday, so I'm ready to go. But this is where I think it is most important to begin the show today. I am a believer that your coach has two main responsibilities. Number one, your coach's responsibility is to get the most out of the talent that is on his roster. We see plenty of times there is a player who maybe is one way early in the season, but through development and coaching and teaching, you can turn that player into somebody that can help you win games. The player development part of coaching. That's the X's and O's. That's the player development. That is the relationship building that goes into the coaching and teaching. And that's your responsibility. That's one half of the coin. The other half of the coin to me is the responsibility that you have on game day, whether it's Saturdays in college football, whether it's Sundays in the NFL, whether it's college basketball, baseball, whatever sport. It is your responsibility as the person who is on the sideline to do everything that you can to give the guys who are out there playing their maximum and best chance of winning this game. I say this with zero hesitation. Andy Reid failed everybody in the organization yesterday. Let's go back in time. This is a 10-10 ball game. Now, maybe you were hopeful for the Chiefs offense. I was not hopeful for the Chiefs offense. And I told you guys that all last week. I was not hopeful in the Chiefs' ability to score. Matt Nagy told you he wasn't hopeful in their ability to score. And he's the offensive coordinator. So in a 10-10 football game, you got to play time, situation, momentum, and flow of the game. The Chiefs are faced with the decision. And in my opinion, one of the easiest decisions in the world. It's 4th-and-1. It is from your own 31-yard line. I promise, text line, please do not talk to me about what ESPN analytics tell you. Because ESPN analytics always tells you to go for it on 4th-and-short. You have to factor in the way the game was going. Houston's offense was completely lifeless. They looked dazed and confused. Houston's offense was terrible, and they had a lot of Chiefs tendencies. Penalties here, mistake here, thing to keep the game close. In my opinion, the Chiefs' best chance to win yesterday's game was to try to win a 13-10 football game. We're going to keep grinding it out. We're going to keep playing field position. We're going to lean on our defense, and we're going to hope that at the end of the game, our quarterback can take us down the field one time and put us in field goal range and try to win the game. It's 4th-and-1 from their own 31-yard line. And if you are somebody who is on the side of, well, the Chiefs didn't do anything wrong, let me tell you that given the time in which the Chiefs went for it, that is the earliest that a team has gone for 4th down on their side of the field in 13 years. That is not something that happens every week. That is not something that happens every year in the National Football League. It is the earliest that a team has gone for 4th down on their side of the field in 13 seasons. That's before the Royals went to and won a World Series. You know how long ago that is? That's what we're talking about here. So the Chiefs make the decision on 4th-and-1 to go for it. And in my opinion, I don't even really see what the reward is. It's 4th-and-1 from the 31-yard line. If you get it, you get the ball on the 34. You're not at midfield. You're not on their side of the field where being aggressive puts you automatically in field goal range. You still got another 30 yards to go to get into field goal range. But the Chiefs go for it nonetheless. And well, what do you know? The weaker of their two units on Sunday failed them. And now you give life to an offense that had none. Carrington, well, what are you talking about? Let me give you the numbers. Did you know that before that play, Houston had 5 drives in the second half of the game? 5. On those 5 drives, the Houston Texans ran 18 plays and got 17 yards. The Texans' offense was not working. The Texans' offense was failing and failing miserably. Why in the world would you throw them a preserver? Why would you give the Houston Texans offense any life? If you don't get it, why would you put the ball right on the doorstep and then give them the ability to take the lead? It made absolutely no sense. It made no sense in real time. It makes even less sense today when you think about it. And after Andy preaching to us about how we're one or two plays away, you caused one of the plays. You failed. It's that simple. You failed. It's your responsibility to get the most out of the talent. You have not done that this season. It's your responsibility to put your team in a position to win. Trust your defense. Your defense was the better unit yesterday. Your defense was the healthier of the two units. That defense was flying around, making plays. The crowd was feeding off of the energy, and you had your opponent on the ropes. Why would you do anything to give them life? And in that moment, I am here telling you that the Chiefs season was officially over. It was done. There is no saving this season. Don't talk to me about win probability or that they're favored this week or tiebreakers. I'm tired of hearing it. This is not a playoff team, and they're not a playoff team for a bunch of reasons. But the number one reason is Andy Reid has failed them this season. And yesterday was a prime example. It's inexcusable to go for fourth down in that situation. The juice is not worth the squeeze in that situation. And when you had Houston up against the ropes and the momentum of the game had completely shifted and is in your favor, why would you do anything to jeopardize it? Play field position. Punt the football. You get a three and out. You get a stop. You get the ball right back. And just keep doing this tennis match, this volleyball match back and forth, and just hope that you can outlast them. But once Houston took advantage of your mistake, your failure, they now put the ball in the end zone. It put the Chiefs in a position that they are not equipped to get themselves out of right now. That's on Andy. We can talk about the drops. We can talk about the execution. We can talk about the missed field goal. I mean, a lot of things contributed to why the Chiefs lost yesterday. But the number one reason, the number one decision is their head coach put them in a terrible position. For the first time in a while, I saw Andy Reid panic. I saw him panic. He saw their season slipping away yesterday and had to step in and do something about it. No, trust your defense. It was working. Your defense got you back into the game. Why? The Houston Texans looked like they were about to die of thirst. Why would you hand them a water bottle? Let them die. It made zero sense to me. Maybe you guys can help explain it for me. 913-586-7965. I promise you we will take calls. We don't have a lot of guests today. The mayor of Kansas City is going to pop on to talk about the World Cup. Mitch Holtis is going to join us in studio. Other than that, it's just me and you talking for the rest of the day. 913-586-7965. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 965, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I hope Rob doesn't see this as a shot, because I promise it's not a shot, but it's a little passive aggressive. Whenever I call for phone calls, during the commercial break, Rob will just leave the room. Rob will just leave the room. And then the phone will be ringing and I'll be sitting here and I'll be so confused. I'll be like, I don't know how to answer the phone anymore. Rob, where are you? I'll be like, Rob, come back. Rob will hear me say, hey, can you get the phone and just shut the door? Rob, where are you going? I know you don't got to go to the bathroom this soon. I could see if it was like 4:15. He does this every time. All right, I'm sorry. It made me laugh. He did it like the three people called. Rob just walked out of the room. Rob had no interest in answering you guys' phone calls. All right, so where we are starting today's show, in my opinion, is with Andy Reid. I think Andy Reid failed. I think Andy Reid failed everybody. I think he failed the team. I think he failed the organization. I think he failed you. This was a defensive battle. They said it was going to be a defensive battle. If the Chiefs were going to win that game, they were going to have to win that game 13-10. They were not winning it because of their offense yesterday. Their offense was not good. Their offense was not effective. But they could have won that game by quite simply leaning on their defense and expecting their defense to carry them. Their defense was doing that until Andy put them in a terrible situation. Houston had five drives to start the second half before the Chiefs went for fourth and one from their own 31-yard line. That is the earliest that a team has gone for fourth down on their side of the field in 13 years. These were their drives. Three plays for minus 4 yards, three plays for 2 yards, three plays for 0 yards, three plays for 0 yards, six plays for 19 yards. They weren't doing anything. They ran 18 plays for 17 yards. Their offense was bad. I could see if the Chiefs went for it on their 31-yard line. But why? Why? It made absolutely no sense to me. It's your job to put your team in the best position to win. I do want to get to you guys' phone calls, and I promise we'll get there in just a bit. I got so many notes and so many thoughts running through my head. I would like to get this one out early, Rob, and I like your opinion on this as well. I just want to say this so, Rob, you can cut it, and we can have the audio, because I don't want to be accused of, oh, you switched up. No, I didn't. There is no scenario in which I would fire Andy Reid at the end of this season. There is no scenario in which I would fire Brett Veach at the end of this season. Now, we can talk about just about anybody else. I don't really also see a scenario in which I would fire Steve Spagnuolo. I don't think their defense is the issue, but you could talk to me about almost any player on the team. You could talk to me about just about anybody else outside of those two or three individuals. In my opinion, if you have been as good as the Chiefs have been over the last 7-8 years, you are allowed one bad year before you get canned. If you have been the top salesman for 5 years at your job and then have a slow period, to me, you should not be in danger of losing your job, your history, what you have been able to accomplish. You get the ability to get yourself out of the problem. You get the ability to get it back. You get the ability to have a little bit of grace. You get the ability for redemption. So firing Andy Reid, having conversations about firing Andy Reid or firing Brett Veach, I'm not there. And I cannot see any scenario realistically or logically in which I will be there. If that's where you are, perfectly fine. But I am just speaking for me and at least the official stance of one half of the show. There's no scenario in which I'm willing to discuss them firing Andy Reid. He is one of the best coaches, if not still the best coach in the National Football League. And one season in which the Chiefs are going to go 9-8 or 10-7 is not a let's completely start things over. I mean, they need to redecorate for sure. They need to renovate a little bit. I'm not willing to fire the head coach. I'm not willing to fire the general manager. You are allowed an opportunity to step back. You're allowed an opportunity to miss a bowl game or miss the NCAA tournament and not be in danger of being fired. You're not firing Bill Self because they were a 7 seed that lost in the first round of the tournament last year. That's stupid. He's Bill Self. Look at what he's done. Hey, give me some time. Give me another recruiting class and we'll get back right. So Andy, Brett, they get the ability to retool and try again next season. But for the 2025 season, they're done. They're cooked. I know it, and you know it. And the signs have been there for months. The signs have been there for months. And we all denied it. And maybe we came to this conclusion at different times. I was there last week, and you guys were mad I had this opinion. That's perfectly fine. I don't know how you can't be on that side right now. This team doesn't have it. And you've known it. It's over. You guys might have had a loving relationship. And I'm sure if you go back and you look at the scrapbooks and you look through your phone and pictures, man, I'm sure it was great. You guys had some great laughs in that house. Went on some great vacations. The sex was amazing. I'm sure it was a loving relationship. That's not where you are today. It's over. It's time for you to call the divorce lawyer and move on with your life. Start a new life. That's where I am with the Chiefs for this season. They're done. You know it. It's over. Start over for next year. They need things. They need a lot of things, and not things where when they need a defensive lineman, you go get Derek Nnadi. And not when you need a wide receiver, you go get Hollywood Brown. No, they need things. They got to get younger. They got to get faster. They got to get more physical. That needs to be the focus of this team in 2026. It's over. Your marriage has been on the rocks for months, and you know it. There's no more love. There's no more compassion. You guys don't sleep in the same. It's over. I'm sorry to tell you that, but it's over with the Chiefs. And you've known it. You've known it for a while, and you denied it. Oh, well, they're at home. We used every excuse in the book for the last 4 weeks with this team. Oh, well, they would never lose this game in the division. Oh, they know how important this game is. Now the home thing was this. Stop it. I don't want to hear it anymore. I'm not here to be Debbie Downer. I'm not here to be negative. I'm here to tell you guys the truth. That's what they pay me to do, to tell you the truth. It's done. It's time to have Mel Kiper on the show. It's time to have Todd McShay on the show. And start doing draft specials. That's what it's time for. They're not making the playoffs. They're not a dangerous team. No one is afraid if the Chiefs figure it out and make the postseason. There's no reason to be afraid of the 2025 Kansas City Chiefs. There has not been any reason in 2025 to be afraid of playing that team. You want to know why? Because on third down, you can convert against them. On third down, they'll commit a big penalty. They'll drop a pass on 4th and 2. They'll miss a field goal. The Chiefs will aid in their own demise. All you got to do is move out of the way and let them. And that is exactly what Houston did yesterday. Houston didn't even play well yesterday. That wasn't a great effort from Houston. Houston was bad yesterday. All they did was they let the Chiefs be the Chiefs. And the Chiefs are a below average, mediocre football team that does very few things at a high level. Well, I'll say both halves of this show feel the same about firing Reed or firing Veach. Absolutely not. Not now. Now, I will give this caveat. If Andy Reid makes zero staff changes, he walks into 2026 in the hot seat. If he says, I got Matt Nagy, I got Spagnuolo, I got Tobe, I got Connor Embry, I got Todd Pinkston. Hey, the staff I had in 2025, that's my staff for 2026. Then I will start having those conversations next season. But he gets the opportunity to fix the problems in-house. Maybe it's just not Matt Nagy. Maybe it's a new wide receiver coach. Maybe it's a new running back coach. Maybe it's a new Ola. I don't know. But he gets a chance to have staff shakeup. I believe you pointed this out. He had a down year in Philly one year. You know what he did? He shook up the staff. He brought in a Steve Spagnuolo. He brought in a John Harbaugh. He made changes, and the Eagles went back to being the Eagles. He gets a chance to do that here. But if he makes no changes this offseason, which I'm having this show operate like it's the offseason already, if he is making no changes, then in September, October, November of next year, I will be open to the conversation, but not today, not now, no.
Text line 913-586-7965. We will take phone calls for the rest of this segment. So if you want to get in, now's the time to do so. 913-586-7965. D called into the show today. D, how you doing, man? You're first up. Hey, D, you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, man, I think that the writing's on the wall, man. I think it's been 2 years, and I think Andy and Pat that reached their climax, I think, you know what I mean? Like, it's Pat can't get any better with Andy. I understand fire Andy, but something has to give. Like, ever since they got rid of Bieniemy, Pat haven't been looking the same. Can't keep blaming the defense. Can't keep blaming the O-line. Pat be making bad decisions. He be doing a lot of, like, he hasn't progressed. All the other quarterbacks have caught up to him, like Josh Allen, Lamar. His guy's on his level now, and Andy isn't I don't know how to say it, but Andy is, they're at their climax. I don't know what that means.
D. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7965. I don't feel that way about Andy. I don't feel that way about Patrick. I don't feel that way about their offense in general. What I think happened is, I think the league changed, and the Chiefs, because they had been so successful, were the last ones to notice it. A point that I have been making on this show now for 2 years, and it has been pushed back on from the text line for that same amount of time. The league is not about big plays down the field over the top the way that the Chiefs were in 2018 and 2019. You have to run the football effectively. And everybody around the Chiefs has been investing in their run game and building up the assets to be able to run the football effectively. The Chiefs have not done any of that over the last couple of years, and it shows. I also think that the Chiefs have a group of zone beaters, and they don't have anybody that can beat press man coverage. And I think that was very, very obvious in the Philadelphia game. You guys remember, I was saying this after the Chiefs lost, when everybody was putting that loss on the offensive line. Rob, you were here. I kept saying, man, Philadelphia did more than just beat up your offensive line. I really think that Philadelphia showed you, man, when you hit the Chiefs receivers in the mouth, when you hit Travis Kelce in the mouth, the Chiefs they're not fans of it. And I think you have seen teams, especially defensively, that can do something about it. When they get firm and physical with the Chiefs don't like it. They got a lot of 5'11", 170 real fast speed guys. And that's great to have one of them. That's all they got. That's all they have in their offense. And I think when you saw them go up against a very physical defense that can just pressure four, Houston did not blitz a lot yesterday, and you can get physical with their receivers and no one can get open. You see what it causes for the rest of their offense. So I can already tell you what some of the shows are going to sound like. Invest in the run game. You don't got to overcorrect and now trade up to go get Jeremiah Love, but they have let the run game fall by the wayside for the last couple of years. take a little bit of resources and spend some money in the run game and spend some money on getting the mentality to run the football. And they need a man beater. They need a guy who on 3rd and 5 and 3rd and 7 can get open. And they don't have that. Rashee Rice is not that. That is not what Xavier Worthy is. That's not what Juju is. It's not what Hollywood is. You don't have a guy that can go out there against a Kwame Lassiter, against a Derek Stingley on 1-on-1 coverage and beat him and get open. You don't have that guy right now on the team. So find him. Either find that guy in free agency or find him in the draft. Develop him. But you need that guy. Because the crossing patterns and the timing and the zones and good defenses like that have told you that doesn't work against us anymore. It doesn't work against Philadelphia. It doesn't work against Denver. It didn't work against Houston. Those teams know how to stop Kansas City's offense. So you got to adjust. And I think the rest of the league saw that and has been making the necessary adjustments. I've been saying this. Every team that you think can win the Super Bowl can run the football effectively. They are a physical team. That's not how you would describe the Chiefs' offense. So I don't think you can win that way in 2025. Everything goes in a cycle, but that Legion of Zoom, that does not exist right now in the NFL. That's not what New England is. That's not what the Rams are. That's not what any of these teams are. So that's what I think needs to change. Let's go back to the phone lines. Jim is in Houston. You called up. Hey, Jim, how you doing, man?
Great, Steve. I thank you for taking my call.
No problem, man.
I love you and Rob and the Drive. I listen every day on the Odyssey app, and you're spot on with all of this. I tell you, I like you. I like movies. And from Animal House, the verbiage should be Nagy gone, Tube gone. I mean, keep Reed. I agree with what Rob just said about let him make some changes. But even though Mahomes in his press conference, I can sum this all up pretty quick. Even his press conference, he said, we've had success running that play on 4th and 1. We've had it. Well, it's too high risk, just like it's too high risk to throw for a 2-point conversion when you absolutely have to have it. And when we're finally mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, let's start Minshew, protect Holmes from a very suspect offensive line. And if we go 6-11, I'm fine with it. We get a better draft choice spot. And I consider this, this is going to go down in history, in my estimation. I'm going to call it 2025, the lost season. And I appreciate your time so much.
No problem, Jim. I appreciate the phone call, man. I'm 100% with you. This is a lost year. This is a lost season. If you have a quarterback in the prime of his career, the way that the Chiefs do, and you miss the playoffs the way that they are going to miss the playoffs, it is impossible to not look at it as a lost season. We were having conversations about Super Bowl or bust. I never once entertained the possibility that they could just outright miss the playoffs. They could miss the playoffs outright. No January. No nothing. We've kind of laughed about how that final game of the season doesn't mean anything. Oh, yeah, you're right. It's not going to mean anything when it's Gardner Minshew going up against the Raiders' backup quarterback. And that's what we're looking at. We're looking at a Sunday at noon. Nobody cares. Nobody is paying attention. No playoff, nothing is what we're looking at for that final game of the season. Let's go back to the phone lines, 913-586-7965. We're going to take phone calls the rest of the segment. Kyle called into the show. Hey, Kyle, how you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, man.
My girlfriend and I, we go to the games, and then every time we get done from the game, we go home and we watch it on TV. If you watch these games, Patrick Mahomes is doing everything he can to get this team to move forward. He just doesn't have a supporting cast. He doesn't have a receiver that can break free, other than Thornton, who, you know, dropped a 50-50 ball. But there's nothing you can do about that. That's a tough catch. And he doesn't get enough chances. Other than that, you have no receivers that can do anything. You have running backs that aren't hitting holes, that aren't making moves. It's just the guy's just by himself. And unfortunately, that's the way it goes. But even Tom Brady said in an interview the other day, he says, you know, until you carry a city on your back, you don't know the stress and the fatigue that he goes through doing that. I think props to Patrick Mahomes. We got to do better at getting him people that can help him.
Hey, Kyle, really quickly, Kyle, before you get off the phone, if your girlfriend sat outside in the cold to watch that Chiefs game and then went home and watched it with you, please propose to her before Christmas.
We do it every year, every
no,
game.
No, I'm saying, Kyle, get off the phone right now, call Hellsberg, and propose to that woman. If you got a girl that went outside in the cold with you and watched that game yesterday and then came home and watched Chris Collinsworth commentary on NBC, I'm telling you right now, you need to jump the broom. You will never do better than that person you are with. They was giving tickets away to yesterday, Rob. Rob, it was a $20 get in. I was just on StubHub. I just was curious. You know, I wasn't going out there. I was curious. A $20 get in, it was $60. This week, they might be giving you free tickets if you just IV. That's how bad it's up to look. Those tickets about to be on Groupon. Rob, what would you need to go to the Chiefs game on Sunday?
I mean, I would have to be in the Odyssey.
I better be sitting next to Taylor Swift.
I'm gonna say I
better be next to Taylor.
I better have
me, her, and Selena Gomez better be at the game on Sunday. If you think I'm going out there,
me and Leo can chit chat about his favorite acting roles. Also, the game will be on in the background. And even then, I need free parking.
Yeah, come on now. I'm telling you,
I need to come in
giving them tickets away.
I need to come in the tunnel that all the celebrities come in. I'm not walking out in the cold.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're gonna be giving them tickets away.
And I need some way to get out of the game without any traffic. I don't want to get caught up among the riffraff after a Chiefs loss. I need a way to exit quickly.
Text line 913-586-7965. C-Dot, you don't think the Chiefs can win out and the Chargers only win one more game? Same with the Colts. That's how the Chiefs get in. Please stop talking about the Chiefs in the playoffs. I'm serious. I mean that as nicely and as respectfully as I can. Please stop talking to me about this team in the postseason. They have lost four of their last five games. Stop talking to me about they're under 500. They're under 500. Stop. Stop doing this to yourself. At this point, I don't know why you're doing it to yourself. The Chiefs are going to lose to either the Chargers or the Broncos. I don't know which one they're going to lose. I don't know how you can watch them and think that they're going to beat both of those teams. They're done. Stop and doing this to yourself.
I don't want to. I apologize for interrupting.
You're good.
Why, as a fan, do you want this team in the playoffs? Does losing as the 2 seed on January 23rd give you the warm and fuzzies? They're not going to the Super Bowl. So who cares if they make the playoffs or not? It's not like Kansas City hangs banner playoff appearance. It's not like underneath in the bowels of Arrowhead they have the Super Bowl, AFC West, AFC Champions, wild card appearance banner. That's not what they do. Who cares if they make it?
Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, but haven't teams made the playoffs at 8-9? All right, let's move on. The text line, you know what? I'm done reading text. I'm done reading text for the rest of this segment. I'd rather talk to the callers. Delaney, thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
No problem.
Great points all around. Somebody said, I think it was D, talked about writing on the wall. One of those things is, this kind of goes back to when we went on the road, guys. I mean, we went on the road, had one of the best playoff runs probably in Chiefs history. And you know, the whole spiel was, well, why, you know, if it's not broken, don't fix it. I mean, that should have been a sign to putting that into the one-point streak the very next season after that, and then here we are. You know, we're doing this. We're playing the same game past 2 years, just different results. Eventually, people are going to catch up to you. Kind of leads me to my next point. Spags is getting a little predictable. It kind of goes back to the Broncos game where they're beating us on our blitzes. Kind of seems like everybody else has been doing that as well. You know, CJ Stroud made a few good plays, but still, we had a great showing last night. It's been a while since that's happened. Humility is good for us. We got to reset. I got a question for you guys.
Yeah, of course.
You know, when it comes to like a scouting situation, you know, I'm not saying I don't like Karlaftis. I'm not saying I don't like Jelani, but at some point, when are we going to get a Clydesdale back there that can just get upfield? Nobody can be in his way and get a stop on third down without having to send seven guys. I mean, I think they went through the review. We had seven guys. We're playing in gauge eight every play, and CJ either made a play or he got sacked, which is great. Not sustainable. Hope you guys had fun at the Border War, MIZ.
I didn't have fun, Delaney.
I had a great time. Thank you for bringing that up, Delaney.
I didn't have fun.
I had an incredible set Sunday.
I mean, the MIZ part was good. It was not that enjoyable, actually, for me. It was fun for like the first 17 minutes of the game. I had a great time. It was a lot of fun. It was not good. Pass rush is going to be very high up on my list of things that I think the Chiefs need this offseason. No question about that. They definitely need more pass rush. I'm 100% with you. I don't have it in me to blame the defense for what went wrong yesterday, because I think they win that game if they had put all of their trust in the defense. I think they win that game yesterday. I firmly believe, and we will never be able to know, I think if the Chiefs punt the ball on that 4th-and-1 and keep playing a field position game, I think the Chiefs win that game. I think they win. I think that decision right there and the momentum that Houston's defense got from the stop, I think that changed the entire balance of the game. It reminds me of a quote that Lou Holtz had. And I know it wasn't a trick play, but follow me. And he was talking about how one year they got smoked by Miami when he was the head coach at Notre Dame. And then they played him the next year. And when Miami went for a fake punt, he said, guys, trick plays are an indication that they don't think they can beat you straight up. And in that opinion, to me, when the Chiefs felt like they had to go for it on first, on fourth and one from their own 31-yard line, it was an admission. We think that Houston's better than us, in my opinion. Trust the defense. Lean on the defense. It had gotten you there. It got you back in the football game. That decision made absolutely no sense. We'll continue to take your phone calls, 913-586-7965. I will talk about my experience at the Border War yesterday. Keep it right here. So drive.
This is Wyatt Thompson from K-State, and you're listening to The Drive with CDOT right here on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I don't want you guys to think that we're ducking the Missouri smoke today. I think you understand with the Chiefs loss yesterday, the possible end of a dynasty, we maybe won't give the Border War today all of the talking that it needs. But I promise you, we'll talk about it. I do have one thought that I would like to share with you guys. As someone who has now been to the last four games that these two schools have played against one another, they don't need to play a game in Kansas City. I am all for this rivalry continuing. I want this rivalry to continue. It's fun when these two teams play each other. They don't need to play at the T-Mobile Center. If they want to continue doing the home and road where 1 year it's in Columbia, 1 year it's in Lawrence, Kansas, great. Those two teams do not need to play in Kansas City. It doesn't work. At least it did not work yesterday. Now, I think there are reasons why it didn't work yesterday. Number one, I think they priced the tickets too high. I think they priced out a lot of people yesterday. And around Christmas time with the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football, I don't think you're getting off $100 uppers and $200 lowers. I don't think you're getting that off. And not selling out the building. So I think that's part of it. I just, as important as Kansas City is in telling the story of the rivalry between those two, I don't think it's a rivalry that fits a neutral site. The rivalry works when Missouri has to sit in Allen Fieldhouse and has to watch the video and the students are there and they're the backdrop of the story. I think it works in Mizzou Arena because there is no team that Missouri fans want to beat more than they want to beat Kansas. I don't think it works at T-Mobile Center. I really don't. And again, I've been to the last four of these games. So I've seen this game at the neutral site. I've seen it at Mizzou Arena. I've seen it at Allen Fieldhouse. I've seen all the different versions. I was at the Hurricane Relief game. I've seen it. I don't think it works there. I think it only works on campus if they're going to continue doing this. Now, they probably won't just because money, and money usually wins in those scenarios, but I don't really have much interest if they're going to continue to play games at Sprint Center, not the way that it was yesterday. And I say this as a fan of the team. Yesterday felt like a quarterfinal of a Big 12 game. That's what it felt like. If you've been to the Big 12 tournament and KU played, that's what it felt like. It did not feel like a rivalry game between two rivals. It does when they're in the building. That's not what it felt like yesterday. We'll get back to the phone lines, but Rob, you were there. What'd you think?
I mean, me and you see it and feel the same. Like I don't understand why either school would agree to the system as it currently works at T-Mobile Center. It technically was a KU home game. It wasn't a KU home game. I mean, games at Allen are just light years better than that. It wasn't a true neutral site game. We were talking last week. We were hoping to have like a bragging rights type of vibe. It wasn't that. Your assessment of being a Big 12 tournament game was perfect. There was a lack of energy, a lack of buzz, a lack of juice in the building. I think it was the price. I think it was the way it worked. I think it being noon on a Sunday. I think all the factors at play stole what should have been a really cool moment. But in reality, it had a stale atmosphere. Like, they played the video because it was a KU home game. The video doesn't hit at T-Mobile Center. It doesn't. They played the hum as a KU fan. The hum is awesome. It's not awesome at T-Mobile Center. There were huge, huge patches of empty seats across T-Mobile Center. It didn't have any feeling or aura, as the kids say. It just, get it back in Lawrence, get it back in Columbia. I don't understand why either school ever agreed to this nonsensical farce.
Yeah, so someone asked the question, hey, CDOT, why was there a Jayhawk at center court if it's supposed to be a neutral site? This is where I think they just did a poor job of the messaging. So this year, the game counted as a KU home game. Missouri didn't have its cheerleaders there. Missouri didn't have its band there. Missouri didn't have a student section. It was a KU home game, but it wasn't at Kansas's building. And then next year, it's going to be flipped. So next year, there's going to be a Tiger at the center court. And then Missouri will bring all of those things. Just play the game in their respective locations. Like someone says, CDOT, you wouldn't be talking about this if Missouri had won. I'm telling you right now, just scrap the idea. And I rather would have gone to Allen Fieldhouse yesterday if that was going to be the experience in there. It was a KU home game without any of the cool things about KU home games. Just go to Allen. It ain't that far. I would have made the drive. I mean, it ain't like I ain't been there before. I've been there for the last two ass whoopings Missouri's gotten in that building. I would have made the drive out there. I mean, if Missouri was going to be blown out in a KU home game, I'd rather do it in the field house than have them do it at Sprint Center. I just don't think that was the right decision. Let's go back to the phone line, 913-586-7965. Coming up at the top of the hour, I got beef with you guys. We'll discuss it here in a bit. Cameron, man, you've been waiting on hold, man. I apologize. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing good.
Go ahead, man.
Just off season. All we're thinking about is off season. We've been thinking about it for the last 4 weeks, to be honest, because we could just see how the wheels was coming off the bus on down the line. What do you think about Spags might actually get a head coaching job now. It just seems like he cannot now interview because we're not, you know, deep into the postseason. I think somebody might give him a shot this year. I think that was why the defense performance was so great. If he does go, I hate to say it, but I hope he takes Nick Bolton with him. I love Nick Bolton. I think he's a great player. I just think with our salary cap issues next year, we're like $40 million over the cap. I know they're going to cut Juwan Taylor and a couple other players and stuff like that, but Brett Veach has got to hit on the draft this year. And I'm going to say something that I think that will help us down the line. I'm always thinking in the future down the line, but a wide receiver, I know he's a freak of nature. He's not really unproven. That I would like to see us draft, and that's Nick Harbor from South Carolina. I think he's Megatron 2.0. And I just like Calvin Johnson when he played for Georgia Tech. You know, it was a running offense. It wasn't even when you got that type of talent, you got a good wide receivers coach, you can have a generational player there for us there in the future. That's my comment. I just think Brett Veach, you really got to hit on the draft this year, man. Like, we really need you to come through. Not like that pick from Tennessee. You know, it can't be no wasted picks this draft. That's just my comment.
I'm with you, Cameron. I appreciate the phone call, man. I appreciate you waiting. I understand the emphasis on the draft, and I don't want you guys to think that I don't think the draft is important, because obviously it is. I think when we talk so much about the draft, we are also giving the Chiefs a pass that they get an F in free agency. They got an F in free agency. Their free agent class was bad. They took two big swings. One is a backup offensive lineman. The other one is a corner who doesn't play. They took two swings. Everything else, I won't even know if you can call it singles. At running back, they brought in Elijah Mitchell. We've never seen him before. So, yes, the draft is super important, no question. They also need to hit in free agency. They need to find Tyrann Mathieu in free agency. They need to find Justin Reed in free agency. They need to find a guy that is an instant plug-and-play starter day one can help you. A guy who's still got 2 or 3 years left of good football left in him. That's what they need to find. And I don't mean like at that position, but I just mean like that's what they need. Day one of free agency, they always take a swing. They always sign somebody the first day of free agency. Well, when you did this time, you signed Jalen Moore. He doesn't start for you. You then signed Christian Fulton. He doesn't play. Those were super important resources that they needed to turn their roster around. I don't want to make it seem like I think the Chiefs are some super far off kind of team. I mean, they're going to win maybe 10 games this year. I mean, they're a 10-7 team, and they will be a very popular who missed the playoffs is going to make it the next year. They will be the most popular pick on the board that way. But the roster has grown a little stale, and they do need to turn the roster over a little bit. And it is not just the draft. They need to turn it over because of free agency as well. Coming up on the other side, we'll continue to take your phone calls, 913-586-7965. And you guys lied to me, and we'll talk about what it was. Keep it right here, Sid Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.